you know, Jody is one of those busy people. She's doing all the planning. And my guess is you guys are a little bit busy over at Plastic Surgery Associates, Jody.
We are coming into the end of the year and trying to get everything taken care of. We're extremely busy, but that's a good thing to have.
Your surgeons, they're not only here, they're other places, and they're always very much concerned about the community, not only what they can do during Breast Cancer Awareness Month, but some of the skin condition stuff that you sell, which might make great stocking stuffers.
Absolutely. We have our own medical-grade skincare line. It has a higher active ingredient than what you can buy over the counter. And these are great gifts to give somebody that you just don't know what to get them or to put in a stocking stuffer, add to another gift. We have anywhere from facial cleansers to moisturizers to vitamin C and retinols. All of that is great for any skin type, and we have a variation of different products for your different skin types as well. So it can be customized to the best of our ability on what you would need individually.
How did you guys get through? Every business has their own story. Through this COVID time, it wasn't the easiest thing, and nobody could have planned for it.
No, exactly. It was a very difficult time. You know, we still had patients that we needed to get in to have surgery done that weren't things that could wait. We were able to continue to do those important surgeries. The elective ones we did have to push off for a little bit, and with that situation, we are really backed up right now and working on getting caught back up on getting those elective patients in. We're working longer hours. We're putting in extra days to do surgery. We're doing everything we can for our patients and potential patients to keep everything moving along in this unpredictable times.
So you've spent a little time at Plastic Surgery Associates, almost three decades now?
Almost, just shy.
So I know that what we do here is very, very important. We don't want people to look like those folks on the West Coast, the East Coast. We want them to be happy and fit in South Dakota.
That's right. Our doctors were born and raised here, so they know the mentality and what patients in our area are wanting to look at. And they all want to look natural, and that's what our doctors specialize in. If somebody comes in and wants to look like Pamela Anderson or somebody from one of the coasts, they will do that. But most patients in this area will come in wanting to have a natural appearance, a natural look. And that's what we are specializing in this area, to take care of our own patients.
She's Jody Perrett. If I ever have any questions about plastic surgery, she's the one that I call. And she's the one that has all the answers to it. And I know it's not the time of year that people can just dash in and get an appointment, because there are a lot of people had to try to get in before the insurance ran out December 31st.
Exactly. Yeah, and that's what pushed us back a little bit also, is those insurance covered cases. We want to do what we can to get our patients in before the end of the year, before their deductibles start over. So that takes a lot of time out of the schedules as well. But we finagle our schedules the best of our ability to get in as many patients as we can. And that's what we've always been known for, and we will continue to be known for that.
Let's see, Plastic Surgery Associates of South Dakota and?
And Spencer, Iowa.
All right. Appreciate you. You enjoy your day, and take care of those people that come in the door.
We certainly will. Thanks, Bill.
When we get back, we're going to talk with Wendy Dooley. Stress this time of year, what can we do to help?